From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Thank God you're here, because you'll need to explain to everybody what the FLP is.
The FLP, yeah. So this is the Reserve Bank yesterday. This was their monetary policy review. To get the procedural stuff out of the way first, official cash rate unchanged, 0.25%. That's not going to change before February next year. We'll put it this way, Mike, it's highly unlikely under the current scenario that it'll change. So the bank intends to keep monetary policy stimulatory for quite some time yet. Then there was the text, and if we sort of pick the eyes out of the text, they noted that ongoing restrictions have dampened economic activity. It's still well below what it was pre-COVID. They did note the intended removal of temporary support policies, so they're expecting that unemployment will go up, expecting we'll see an increase in firm closures. That's very sensible, that will probably happen, and that they're going to provide significant economic support for a long time to come, and the balance of risks to the global economic outlook remains to the downside. Right, put all that to the side, nothing unexpected there, but what did we get? They're looking to introduce the FLP. Now, this was talked about at the last monetary policy statement. And what they're trying to do here is they're trying to get, the crux of the matter here, is they're trying to get the banks to lower, or banks to pass on the falls that we've seen in the wholesale interest rate market into the retail market. What that means is the banks have to lower their cost of funding. So one of the ways to do this is that the Reserve Bank is going to lend money directly to the banks at or around the official cash rate. So if you follow that through, that means at the moment they'll lend the banks some money at 0.25%, but it also means that if they take the OCR negative, they'll lend money to the banks at that negative interest rate.
Right.
And the hope is that the banks will feel confident enough to then go and give us, you, me, the average punter out there, money cheaper than would have happened if they weren't doing that.
They also need the confidence of the people to borrow the money.
Correct. So you need two things. You need supply and you need demand. Mm. Now, the trouble they have with this, though, is that the concern is out there that that's then going to stoke the housing market and you then get the potential financial stability concerns down the line. But what they're saying is they've got to get the economy going first. That's more important. And the financial stability issues they'll deal with over time. I don't believe they've got all the technical issues around this FLP sorted yet, but they want this in before the end of the year, which means that, so they're basically trying to get the economy moving. But we've got to wait to see the technical details, how it will work, and how much actually gets lent.
I note that Tesla this morning is suing the US government over China tariffs. That wasn't part of Battery Day?
Not part of Battery Day. It looked like there was no real spark in Battery Day yesterday morning, Mike, upon initial observation. But actually there was. But some of it was quite sort of technical. So to use a movie analogy, it was more sort of highbrow art house than Hollywood blockbuster. They talked about eliminating cobalt from the battery. There's a new powertrain for the Model S. Now, I call it plaid. I think they say plaid.
It's plaid.
It's plaid. Yeah. They say plaid. So now you're basically
like most of your trousers.
Yeah, well, some of it, you have to hang on to the classics, Mike. Okay? You have to hang on. So anyway, it's crazy quick. It's like ludicrous on steroids. You'd know all about this. 0 to 60 under 2 seconds. Very, very fast. New cathode plant, different battery sizes. So interesting stuff for analysts, technicians, but not as much of a crowd pleaser as a shiny new Cybertruck, really, is it? Right. And there's going to be a cheapie, $25,000 for that. So it was all done with the usual Musk flair, though. I don't know if you saw the pictures. Drive-in movie style. So all the people were parked out there in the cars, honking their horns when he said stuff. So you had all the acolytes out there drinking up every word. But anyway, the share price didn't react particularly well. They were down 7.9% overnight. Mm. It followed a 6% fall previously, but it was up 18% last week. So it's up and down like it's up. It's got as much volatility as the plaid is quick.
Fantastic. What are the numbers?
What have we got this morning? Dow Jones coming under a little bit of pressure, down 353 points, 1.3%, 26934. The S&P 500, 3277, down 38, 1.15%. And the NASDAQ, 10,715, down 248 points, about 2.2%. Overnight, the FTSE 100 was up 70, 5899. The Nikkei, 23346. It was only down small, and the Shanghai Composite up small, 3279. Good day in Australasia yesterday, though. The ASX 200 up 2.4%. closing at 5923. We were up 0.82% yesterday as well, so that's nice. 11,704 was the close. Kiwi dollar weaker against the US dollar this morning, 0.6552. Bit of volatility coming back into the flightless bird. Against the Aussie, 0.9244. Against the euro, 0.5614. 0.5146 pounds, 69.08 yen. Gold weaker, $1,863. And Brent crude, $41.80.
Good stuff, mate. We'll see you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.